wanted to bring in Liberty Benton Superintendent Mark Kowalski because there's probably no district that has been busier this summer than you have over at your campus out there in County Road 9. Things are just going absolutely like gangbusters over the past couple of months here, especially.
Well, we definitely have some movement over there. There's a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts.
And, you know, we're on a pretty good pace right now with really three or four separate projects going right now.
Yeah.
So we have the K-8 project, mm-hmm. which is slated for substantial completion April 30th of 2023. So that is kind of on the back burner, be that as it may. That's the biggest
piece. Yeah, I was going to mention that that is the big project, but that will not be done for the start of school.
No, absolutely not. That is slated, you know, prior to the pandemic, we would have been starting this fall. And that pushed that project back a year, the pandemic with the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission. Mm-hmm. And just Governor DeWine suspending those operations at that time. So, but we are on a great, great schedule there. That building's actually a little bit ahead of schedule right now. We'll knock on the desk here, and we'll be ready to move into that, have our grand opening end of August next year and move into the new K-8 and vacate the State Route 12 and 139 campus there. The other project is we have a stadium project going on, an entryway to our stadium in conjunction with our athletic capital campaign for a recognition and memorial entrance to our stadium. We would like to recognize all of our donors who came out and supported the Fieldhouse project and also the baseball field project, and I know our capital campaign committee in our athletic boosters is going to kick off another. Mm-hmm. They have a big thing going to happen on August 26th when we grand open that entrance.
Yeah,
and then obviously is the renovation to the high school.
Now that obviously will have to be done by start of school.
Yes, obviously we start Tuesday, September 6th. Very tight window. We went online virtual for the last 2 weeks to...
Folks
to,
remember yes, last year to get an early start on that.
Right, to provide Gilbane some added time. That's a very tight window. Gilbane is our construction manager. Mm-hmm. And we have several local contractors in there working right now. Vaughn Electrical and Charles Construction and just a ton of masons also in there right now.
So what is going on with that particular part of the whole project, the big picture, because again, that's something that students and staff and parents will notice right out of the gate, you know, with back to school this year, because that will have to be done. So what is new there in the existing high school?
Okay, if you really the bulk of the high school that you're going to see is a total outside site renovation. Mm-hmm. All new sidewalks.
Right.
It's a parking lot, total new parking lot. Parking lot reconfiguration also, mm-hmm. because it's going to flow in conjunction with the new K-8 building. So,
right.
For example, if you go by there right now, there are concrete trucks in there every day pouring. I think the last total was almost 1,000 yards of concrete. New for that project, and also the parking lot will be done the week of started the week of August 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Interior in the building, all of the what I would call normal existing classrooms are receiving new lights, new ceiling, paint, carpet, and furniture. That would be an existing classroom if you walked in to history. Now, in several areas, though, Chris, we are doing reprogramming, meaning we are changing the scope of that. For example, the cafetorium. If you remember that cafetorium, we've totally filled that in, and we've extended our cafeteria because our enrollment's up. So we needed that extra seating for our cafeteria, and then we are moving our library, and we're creating a big glass facade on the old stage. Because our performing arts now will take place in the new K-8. will be displaced for a year. It'll be a little.
I was going to ask since that building will not be ready for this academic year. What will the performing arts do in the meantime?
We'll have to. You know, I could see our concerts taking place in our middle school gym.
Okay.
For this year. I know Mr. Wolf, who runs our musical, looks like we could be going to Marathon Performing Arts this year.
Okay.
For that. Gateway Gateway Church has been a great partner for us. We do have a concert there, and I'm sure we'll continue to partner with them this year.
Okay.
It will be an inconvenience this year,
but
the end result will be worthwhile for decades.
In fact,
for us,
yeah, there are some images, videos, and images.
We did post that
inside the construction of the new building, and you can see just how nice that performing arts center is going to be in the new building.
Yes,
as an example, well, really the entire building.
Yeah, last week a student who graduated, and I'm going to give him some props here, Andrew Thomas. And I walked both of those facilities, and he put together a interior video of the high school renovation and the K-8 as it's moving along.
Mm.
You know, right now we are hoping that we are back in our offices, meaning the board office and the high school office, the week of August 22nd, because Gil Bain will have a cleaning crew in behind, and our teachers are back August 29th. So I know a lot of things come together in the last 2 weeks. You know, sometimes it's easier to build new than it is to remodel a house. And we've worked through.
And you're actually doing both.
And we are at the same time. And notwithstanding, the county obviously has County Road 9 closed.
Right.
From the top. Talking to their deputy engineer yesterday, Kyle Parker, looks like substantial completion. It will be open August 24th. So we're pushing it right up to... our events.
It is worth pointing out that we talk about this from the perspective of back to school when the students get back after the fair, after Labor Day. But you actually need to have access and need to have stuff done in advance of that so that teachers can get in, so that administrators can get in, so that, you know, everybody can get in to get ready for that first day of school. So
yeah, we really need to be in there. You know, like I said, for example, our elementary is pretty much ready to go clean because we moved our entire custodial crew there.
Yeah.
We already have elementary teachers
clean
coming
within
in.
Within an inch of his life because everybody's been over there.
They're already prepared. Yeah. Everybody, they're working around everybody because our board office is there in the middle school this summer.
Yeah.
And they're displaced. But, you know, we already have elementary teachers coming in to get their rooms ready.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping, like I said, the week of the 22nd. You know, we have to move every thing, copiers, network. We need our network up and running.
Yeah.
So we can image all laptops and everything that we need for the start of
school. A lot of things that are going to be going on between now and then. So for K-8 students, not really a big change. For high school students, the renovation, we were talking about some of the renovations at the high school. Are there classrooms that are going to move, things that are going to be different locations maybe than what they've been at the past? And
absolutely. Our choir room will be relocated to behind the old, we're going to call it the old stage, as people know that.
Okay.
We've added about 8 different new learning spaces.
Okay.
Additional learning spaces. Which, if you go by the school on State Route 12, we had to add another egress to State Route 12. So we've added additional learning spaces to meet, you know, our population from when the high school was built.
Right.
And it was open in 95-96. It's a little bit different than it was now. We're over, you know, 125 kids more.
Right.
And we anticipate that number to go up a little bit here with some of our classes coming through.
So some of the things that parents and students will want to be aware of heading into the new year, that there may be new locations of classrooms.
Exactly.
And, you know, things different.
On August 30th, we're hoping for, you know, to be able for everyone to walk through that day and do an open house, if you will, meet the teacher there. And for, well, the 10, 10, even 10, 11, 12 graders who've been in the building a year are going to have some relocation.
It's going to be like a new experience.
Absolutely.
Definitely something to put on your radar screen before
heading back to school. So I'll have an update for you in a couple weeks.
Right, very good. Again, Liberty Benton Superintendent Mark Kowalski with us this morning. An update on the very busy summer.